Adam Larson, what does the word neurotypical mean?
Neurotypical is a word that the autistic community has coined as an alternative to the word normal to describe individuals without autism.
The film introduces nearly a dozen people with autism, but the film focuses on four. Tell us about Violet, Nicholas, Paula, and Wolf.
I started filming interviews of individuals, and I accumulated nearly 30 interviews in the course of 3 years. And during that process, as I was editing together these interviews, I realized that I could not tell the story just through interviews. It would be a pretty dull film. Although a lot of interesting information, it wouldn't have the movement that I really felt needed to make a documentary. So I came up with the idea to structure it as a triptych. And because autism is a spectrum and there's a big range of qualities and attributes that make up each individual from one end of the spectrum to the other, I thought it would be helpful to structure it from a young child, an adolescent, and an adult. And so Violet is 3 years old, and she has limited verbal ability, but I think, as you can see in the film, she's learning and she's absorbing the world. And I think she's, you know, with the help of her parents, she's going to be quite capable and maybe even have some independent ability later on in life. But she is the first chapter of the film. And we learn kind of how she is relating to the world and the roadblocks that she comes up against, as her parents are trying to redirect her. Nicholas is 13 years old. And although he is diagnosed with Asperger's, his parents have not made it a point for him to, have to identify with that yet. They're really letting him come to terms with his identity at his own pace. In junior high or middle school, it's a very challenging environment, and individuals who have labels attached to them can be ostracized. And I think they're really taking a holistic sort of approach with him and allowing him to kind of discover and grow at his own pace. He's had a lot of social issues and a lot of a very difficult time fitting in because he definitely sees the world very differently, I think, than his peers. And so he would be the second chapter. And then there's Paula, who was diagnosed in 2006, and she is with Asperger's, and she has a child who is considered neurotypical, and her husband is also neurotypical. And she has wholeheartedly embraced her diagnosis. She has, I think, found her voice in the advocacy world for autistics. And she's a member of ASAN, which is Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, and she's big into trying to find ways of helping individuals with autism.
And then there's this fellow, Wolf.
Wolf we found Wolf as a recommendation through, I think it was Paula. Initially, we were going to just film an interview with Paula and call it at that. But she was so fascinating that we decided to actually use her as someone to kind of delve deeper into. And she mentioned that there was this fellow Wolf who has a job with the government and actually had a very challenging childhood. And when we met him, we were just blown away by his stories and his take on life. I think that in many ways, his perspective and his thoughts on life are deeper than, most neurotypical people that I know. I mean, he has numerous disabilities and difficulties, as he mentions in the film. And he describes in very vivid ways having to create basically a database of his experiences in order to get through challenges. It's his kind of computer database in his mind to get through challenging situations. And it's quite remarkable how successful he's become from where he started.
You refer to the people in the film as autistics. Professionals working in the field put the person first, a person with autism. Was that a conscious decision on your part to refer to the people we meet as autistics?
Absolutely. Many individuals in the autistic rights movement really consider themselves not separate from, you know, from autism. They are autistics. It is a part of them, and they really would not want to change any part of their neurology whatsoever. And so for me, it was very important that they were not separate from their diagnosis.
There's no narration. The voices are the people with autism or the people directly involved with the people the film follows. Why that approach?
I wanted this film to be personal, and I wanted it to be from the point of view of the individuals that we're following. And I really felt that the voice of God approach would distance us from those individuals. So I really wanted it to be kind of very present and from their experience.
What people say is quite revealing, oftentimes very personal. How did you gain the trust of the people in this film?
My father has worked with the Teach organization here in Asheville for a number of years. And growing up, we would have social group gatherings at my house. And so from a very early age, I had a very kind of intimate connection to individuals with autism, and it wasn't through their diagnosis. It was, you know, diagnosis. It was through the individuals themselves. And so I felt very comfortable around these individuals. And number two, it's a low budget film. I mean, part of it was practical. I mean, I didn't have a crew at all. It was just my father and I, with these individuals. And, you know, I would set up a camera and a light, and if they had any sensory issues, surrounding like light, I would try to adapt it or adjust it according to their needs. Some didn't like a microphone on them, so I would tape it to the edge of the table. And so in very practical, logistical ways, we would cater to each of these individuals so that they would feel comfortable. And I think it was actually a benefit for us to have a very small or no crew in this process.
And it is a very quiet, respectful film. Was that your intent?
You know, it became that as a result of listening to these people's stories. Initially, I'm a cinematographer, and I initially wanted to make this cinematic, you know, like delve into the world of autism in a cinematic way. And I found as I was listening to these people's stories that they were so honest and so meaningful that any sort of style that I would attach to it that had that it was going to pull away from the what they were saying. And so as a choice kind of early on, because these stories were very interesting, I decided to film the interviews very minimally. So the backgrounds I kept very neutral and calm so that their words really would come front and center. And then also, I mean, documentaries are an interesting medium because it's a learning process the entire time. And all the interviews are filmed indoors, or most of them are. And so as a result, I think I wanted to have this sort of connection with the outdoor world. And so a lot of the moments with the three families, Violet and Nicholas and Paula, are filmed outdoors. And I thought that was a nice contrast to these indoor interviews. And so a lot is just a visceral gut, you know, response to the footage I've shot before. And
who do you think should see this film?
I really think that anybody would benefit from seeing this film. I think that especially individuals who have relatives on the autism spectrum can learn a lot because there's all of the individuals in the film are either autistic or have relatives in it. And so their perspectives are really valuable and their stories are valuable. The film questions normalcy. And I think that we all can get into a mode where we feel that we're, you know, we're running down this line of normal, which if you really think about it, there really isn't any sort of such thing as normal, because, I mean, everybody has things that they're dealing with. Actually, it's more normal to have disabilities and have things that you're dealing with than it is to, you know, to be quote perfect, which I don't think I know anybody that's perfect. And so I would say that for anyone that is interested in kind of learning a little bit more about themselves through the world of autism, I think this film would really be interesting to them.
Adam Larson is the director of Neurotypical, a film about autism. A benefit screening of the film for the Teach Scholarship Fund takes place tomorrow at 7 at the Fine Arts Theater in downtown Asheville. A second screening will take place Saturday morning at 10:30. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.